And as I've mentioned before, the environmental and personal factors can facilitate or restrict a person's re-engagement in everyday life. Okay, so these factors, if they're in a very supportive environment, it could help them try to do things. But if there's prejudice or the environment is loud and they can't be heard or whatever, then it's going to restrict their everyday. So a good example of this would be exclusion from social activities due to others' lack of understanding of aphasia. So when somebody has a stroke, you know, and they take them out to dinner, they may drool or something, and people around them might be just appalled. Okay, well, they don't understand aphasia. Or, you know, they're no longer able to go play bingo because they can't, you know, manipulate the cards as fast because they have a hard time processing and finding the things. Okay, so it's very important to think about that, because those are the things that people are missing after, especially a stroke.